This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you were to ask a little boy or girl what they want to be when they grow up, you will get certainly a variety of answers. A little girl, she might want to be a ballerina or a nurse, and the little fellow, he wants to be a fireman. Now, if you're a parent as I am, you'll know what I mean, that kids have big aspirations. Everyone have dreams of the future, good things for the days that lie ahead. A single mother, for example, dreams of the day when she can stay at home and look after a child. Or the university student dreams of the day that he can start his own business. And each of us, I think, have dreams and aspirations for the future, no matter how old or young we are. It was Norman Vincent Peale who said, "To achieve anything significant, everyone needs a little imagination and a big dream." Now that, I think, makes a lot of sense. After all, God has made us for eternity. He's got big plans for us. Inside each of us, there's this desire to be better and to accomplish something significant with our lives. Now, why is this the case? Well, God made us that way. He implanted a bit of eternity inside us, that you were made for Him and nothing else will satisfy. The Bible says that we're all created in the image of God. Now, that in itself is a very powerful statement, but I'm not sure we really know what that means. But Psalm 139 verse 14 says this, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Verse 16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before any of them came to be." You see, God inspires ordinary people with these extraordinary dreams because we're not just made for this earth. We are actually made for eternity. So God has big plans for us. It was Paul the Apostle who said in 1 Corinthians 2, "No eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." And he's referring to you and me. And I heard someone put that verse in another way. Little is much when God is involved. Little is much when God is involved. Think about that. You might think that you're just an ordinary person, that you don't have much going for you, but that's not really true. Don't fall for that lie. You might say things, "Well, it doesn't matter, I won't do anything remarkable, I could never do anything special, I'm not really a significant person, I couldn't change the world." But I believe that this thinking is not only bad self-talk, but it's also bad theology, because as ordinary as you and I think we are, it's true that God is a master of taking ordinary people and doing extraordinary things with their lives. Think just for a minute of people like David. A shepherd boy, he was sort of the last in the family. Yet this boy became a king. Mary, a young impoverished girl, and because of her faithfulness and her resolve, she was chosen to bear God's son, Jesus. Then we had Peter, an uneducated redneck fisherman who followed Jesus, and he ended up changing the world. And of course, in our own generation, we think of Mother Teresa, a tiny little nun who's impacted the whole world like probably nobody else in the past generation. Martin Luther King, who was a poor black child, he had a dream to change racism in America forever. So when I said just a minute ago, little is much when God is involved, I can say that because it's God. It doesn't matter who you are. All things are possible to those who believe, because the Bible says that no eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So if you take that seriously, it means that you were born with a tremendous potential flowing through your veins because, not in yourself, but God can do wonderful things. But why is it that we live as though we don't have victory? Why are we defeated? Why aren't we challenged and encouraged every day? It was Tony Campolo who said, "Many people live and then years later die without having really lived at all." And I think that's true. We can live 80 to 90 years, even 100 years, without really experiencing life in its fullness. It was Henry Thoreau who said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." Well, Heavenly Father, we know these things are true, but we know that with you, we can make our life count for something special. Help us to really believe that and act on it. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.